Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love Loves Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you can believe, all things are possible to... What's he telling him? Is he telling him it's possible for his boy to be healed? Even though other people have prayed and other things, they've gone through the motion of a lot of... Is he telling him it's still possible for his boy to be completely free and never have any more seizures? Come on, are you listening? Oh, friend, do you believe no matter how long you've been dealing with something, how many times you prayed or somebody else prayed, is it still possible, come on, for you to be healed, for you to be delivered, for you to be made whole? Is it still possible? Yes. Is it possible to everybody?
Yes.
No. No. It's only possible to those who believe. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. I believe when he said that, those words and the piercing eyes of Jesus just went right through that man, and he just hollers out, I believe! I believe! Then he paused and said, help my unbelief. And here is a wonderful revelation. Have you read the rest of this story? I said, have you read the rest of this story? What happened? Did the boy get healed? Did the boy get delivered? And yet his dad was dealing with some stuff, wasn't he? See, the devil will quote scripture to people that don't understand it. And he'll say, oh, if you got any kind of a thought in your mind that it might not happen or this and that, you know, you're wavering. And don't let that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. And if you listen to him, he'll convince you that if a thought crossed your mind that it might not work, then you absolutely can't get a miracle. It's a lie. I said, it's a lie. I heard Brother Hagin say this one time, boy, blesses me to this day. He said, talking about this scripture and others, he said, obviously, faith will work in your heart with thoughts of doubt in your mind. Is that good news or is that good news? Faith will work in your heart even if you're dealing with some thoughts of doubt in your head. That's some of the best news I've heard. And there's no question about it. Something was going on in this man. He said, I believe. Help my unbelief. And a few verses later, his boy is healed. I said, his boy is healed. So obviously, faith will work in your heart, even if you're dealing with some thoughts in your head, because you don't believe God with your head. You believe God with your heart. For with the heart, man believes. And even if some thoughts and feelings come through, you can grab them and say, no, I don't believe that. This is what I believe. It's a choice. It's just a choice. And if you will choose to believe, tell me what's possible. Tell me what can happen for you. All things. What a wonderful word. What a wonderful word. Then it doesn't matter what anybody told you couldn't happen. Well, yeah, but you're too far gone and your money's too messed up and your marriage is too messed up. All things. All things. All. Is it possible for you to be free from your past? Is it possible for you to go on and serve God and for him to use you as though you had never messed up and made mistakes? Is that possible? All things. All things. Is it possible, even though you and your spouse and your kids have fought and cussed and kicked and broke furniture and acted like heathen, is it possible that you could forgive each other and receive forgiveness and love each other and be restored in your relationships and your home be a piece of heaven on earth? Is it? Is it possible? It's possible. It's possible. Is it possible that even though you have charged all your credit cards and acted a fool and went and shopped when you shouldn't have and just done stupid, stupid stuff, is it possible God would have mercy on you and help you pay off all your debts and catch everything up and bring you into the best financial shape you have ever been in your life? And have a good place to live, a good car to drive, good clothes to wear, and everything paid for, and be able to give to the work of God like you have never given before. Is it possible? Who's it possible to? Those that believe. Is it possible, though you may have been pronounced incurable, though you may have been pronounced terminal, is it possible for God to heal your body? Heal your body, change your organs, change your glands, change your joints, change your blood. Is it possible for you to be healed so that in a few days or a few weeks you look back and all the stuff you went through seems like a bad dream that happened to somebody else because you are so healed and you feel so good and you can do anything that you want to do and need to do? Is it possible? It's possible. All things are possible to him that believes. Do you believe, my brother, sister? Do you believe? Somebody tell me I believe. Say, I believe. I believe. I believe. All things are possible to him or her that believes. Who said it? Who said it? Red letters. Jesus, the head of the church, said it, and I believe it. I believe it. So it's possible. It's possible. Go to Psalm 27. I feel like preaching a little bit tonight. I think I'm going to help myself. Psalm 27. Now, there is a saying that you just hear all over the place that is completely incorrect, and you see the correct thing here. Have you ever heard somebody say seeing is believing? Well, seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. And you hear people say, well, now, you know, when it comes to that healing stuff and that miracle stuff, you know, I just don't know about all that. I guess if I could see a miracle, maybe I'd believe. No, seeing miracles will not give you faith. You can see a great miracle right in front of your eyes and leave doubting. My dad, when he was a boy, he and my grandmother went to a tent meeting, a well-known healing evangelist. And this particular man of God, this is back many years ago, He operated strongly in the word of knowledge. And he told my grandmother some things about her. She had cancer. And some things about her. And she had a cancer on her hand, and she was holding it behind her because she was self-conscious about how it looked and everything. And he told her that the hand she was holding behind her had cancer and that God was healing her right then. And she was healed, and I knew, of course, I wasn't even born at that time, but I got to know her for many years, and she that never came back on her. And my dad was a sickly kid, and God healed him. And he said standing right beside him was a woman that had this huge goiter growth on her neck. I mean, it protruded, he said, way out to the side. He stand, little boy standing right beside her looking up at her. And he said when the man of God got to her and spoke to that thing and commanded it to die and drop, he said he saw it right in front of his eyes. Just went down until her skin was just flat on the side of her neck. He saw it right in front of his eyes. Is that possible?
Yes.
I mean, do you read about miracles in the Bible?
Yes.
And he said on the way out, he heard some men at the door saying, what do you think about that? And the guy said, oh, they had that framed up some way or another. He said, I don't know what that was, but they saw a miracle and they went away doubting. You don't, seeing a miracle doesn't in and of itself give you faith. You know, Jesus came to the disciples walking on the water. You read about it? Walking on the water, and when the disciples saw him, did it say they were filled with faith? Huh? No. They're looking at a miracle. Is it giving them faith? No, they were filled with fear and cried out, "It's a ghost." He said, "No, it's me." He had to calm them down. Seeing miracles doesn't give you faith. And seeing is believing is absolutely not true. Not true. And it's not the way things work. People say, well, if God had shown me something, I'd believe. Now, this is the way it works. Psalm 27:13. What did he say? I had fainted unless what? Unless what? Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I'd have fainted. Fainting's not good. Fainting's giving up, being overcome, quitting, failing. But he didn't faint because he did what? Believed to see. Everybody say, believe to see. Believe. Seeing is believing. See and then believe. No. Believe to see. Believe to see. I am believing right now to see some things in this place tonight. Amen. I'm already in faith. I came here in faith, believing to see. The Lord's not going to have to show me some things to get me to believe. I believe right now. I'm believing right now. And I'm believing to see some things here. Tonight, oh, you're not excited enough for it to suit me. I'm believing to see some good things. Goodness of the Lord. Well, what if it's not His will? He's a good God. He's always wanting to do something good. I don't need a special revelation or an angel to tell me that. He's a good God every day, every night. He's good right here, right now. He wants to do something good. I know it. So what's lacking? What's missing? He needs somebody to believe him. To believe to see.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love Loves Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me